storm clouds cannot gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
He touched me and made me whole. And then we heard the other songs, and we can sing those songs this morning because the Lord has triumphed gloriously. And so we can sing. And I pray that God help us to sing and to sing on because that the Lord has triumphed gloriously on our behalf. The Egyptians were coming. The enemy was pursuing. And we were, as it was, trapped in by the Red Sea. And the enemy was gaining fast. There appeared to be no way out. The enemy thought that we were trapped, that we were caught, that we were done for. We even ourselves had some moments that we were unsure. God had to remind us that we just may need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The nation of Israel had come out of Egypt's bondage by the blood that had been put over the doorpost as a representative of the Passover, that they were delivered by the blood. Amen. And the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, that there is no remission of sin. But the blood was applied and we were let go from Egypt's bondage. But now we're standing at the Red Sea. And just as the Passover speaks of the redemption by blood, amen, the Red Sea speaks to us about the redemption by the power of God. And then we hear the song of Moses as it celebrates this deliverance by the power of God as we have went through the mighty Red Sea. And each one of us, we could stop probably and we could look and we could find in our own lives our Red Sea. We could find our bondage when we were, as the Bible said, dead in trespasses and sin. I mean, boy, what we were and where we would have been today had not God redeemed us and saved us, amen, and brought us out. But amen, there's been some places along the way that we've had to see God's hand and God's power open up some things, make some things in life where we could navigate through those troublesome waters and those things that the enemy thought we would drown in. But amen, we're here this morning.
Yeah, amen.
And we're singing the songs of Zion this morning because the Lord, because He has triumphed gloriously. We're not singing because we're Moses. We're not singing because we're Miriam. We're not singing because we're the preacher or we're, amen, the church. We're singing because, amen, of what God has done. We'll try not to keep you long this morning, but I do want us to be able to sing. Verse 1 is kind of the prelude to the song. It's telling us about the triumph of God. Somebody outlined it this way, verse 2 and 3. It's stanza number 1. And listen to stanza number 1 in verse number 2 and 3. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare Him an habitation. My Father's God, I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name.
Amen.
Amen. They're singing the song. They're singing the song because God has triumphed gloriously. And this first stanza, they sing about their God, that He is my strength. Amen. That God is our strength, that God is our song, and that God is our salvation. Amen. God has become all of these things. He's our strength when we didn't think we could go on. Amen. He led us on. Amen. And we stand here today and sing because He has delivered us. Amen. By His blood and by His mighty power. And we sing the songs of Zion because He has triumphed gloriously. So we sing because of who He is. He's our strength. He's our song. And He's our salvation.
Amen, amen.
And we sing. Verses 4 through 13, stanza number 2. We sing because what He has done, victory over past enemies and deliverance of His people from Egypt's bondage. He said in verse number 4, Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostril, the waters were gathered together, the flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them into thy strength, unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Amen. I went ahead and started stanza number 3 there with verse number 14. But the enemy said, we're going to get them. But amen, they're singing the song. Where's the enemy? They've drowned in the Red Sea. It has swallowed them up because God has done wondrously by His power. Amen. Some folks say that, you know, where they crossed, it wasn't very deep, just maybe up to your ankles. Amen. What a miracle that God did, drowning the whole army. Amen. In ankle deep water, though I don't believe that. Amen. Because it said into the depths, into the deep. God covered them, amen, and He drowned them. The chariots, the horse, and the horsemen, and they all died. They said today, they thought they would fulfill their lust and be satisfied with revenge. But amen, God has triumphed gloriously. And the horse and the rider hath He thrown into the sea. And we sing about, what do we sing about? We sing about what God has done. Don't let us forget what God has done. I know that there's trouble that's there today and there may be some tomorrow. But amen, that does not change what God has done. Amen, it does not change who God is. Amen, and so He's given us the victory in days gone by. And He's delivered us when other folks said there would be no deliverance. And so they sing the song. Then they get to stanza number 3, verses 14 through 18, about what God would do in victory over future enemies and bringing His people into their inheritance. Verse number 14, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them for the greatness of thine army. They shall be as steel as a stone till the people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in
and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hand have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Amen. God didn't just deliver us. We're going to sing this song because what God's going to do. Amen. It's not that God just done this, but amen, the people in the lands to which we're going, they're going to hear about what God's doing, and fear's going to take hold upon them. Amen. Rahab, the harlot, got word about what God was doing. Amen. And she believed God, and she knew that the city, amen, there that she lived in, it was going to fall. And she trusted God, and God delivered her and saved her. Fear had fell upon those because of what God had done. God's going to give the victory. God's still working. God's, amen, going to give the victory to His children. Heaven's still real. Amen. Heaven's still real. But amen, then we might have what we would call a postlude in verse 19. And what verse 19 does is it contrasts the defeat of the Egyptians and the deliverance of Israel. It says in verse 19, "For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea." I mean, here's what happened. It winds it up. And they want to know, we've sing this song, but amen, I want you to, if you missed any part, I want to sum it up. I want to sum it up for you that, amen, here's what happened. Pharaoh, he went into the midst of the sea. God blowed a hole in it. And the children of Israel went across on dry ground. And amen, they came out on the other side. But Pharaoh and his horses, amen, they didn't make it out on the other side because God delivered. Because the Lord has triumphed gloriously. And we sing that song today that God has triumphed. So let us sing on. And then we find in verse 20 and 21, Miriam and all the women, they say amen. In verse number 20, "And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, saying, Ye to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath He thrown into the sea." Amen. They give a great big amen to the song. Here's what God has done. And this morning, amen, I believe that as we come together and we sing these songs, God help us to be able to have a song to carry with us through the week. Because the week may bring some things that's discouraging. It may bring some trouble. But amen, that don't change who God is. It don't change what God's done. It don't change what God's able to do. Amen. This particular song here speaks of the triumphs of the gospel church and the downfall of its enemies are expressed in the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb as they're put together, which are said to be sung upon a sea of glass in the book of Revelation. Here they were sung at the Red Sea, but in Revelation, on a sea of glass, in Revelation chapter 15, in verse number 2 and 3, it tells us, "And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. Why are we going to be able to sing in that day on that sea of glass? It's because that the Lord has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rioter has he thrown into the sea. Amen. The devil, the enemies, and all the enemies of God are going to be destroyed. And God's people, you know what we're going to be able to do in that day? We're going to be able to sing.
Amen.
And amen, I believe in that day. You know, down here some of us may have a hard time, as old saying is, carrying a tune in a bucket. But amen, I believe that the sound's going to be the sweetest harmony that you've ever heard. It's going to be a choir that's going to be assembled like none other. I just listened to some choirs sing some songs, and all those voices, they get to blending in. And boy, the sound of the choir. But can you imagine the sound of the choir? What are they singing about? They're going to be singing about God. They're going to be singing about the victory and how that He has triumphed. How that, amen, every saint of God that has put their trust in Jesus Christ. Boy, some were weak and some were strong. Some had battles to fight that others, amen, never could understand. Some, amen, may go in shouting while others, boy, they die as martyrs at the stake. Some are so weak that others wonder, will they ever make it? But amen, not because of them, but because God has triumphed gloriously. Every child of God, no matter how weak, no matter how strong, guess where they're going to be when the singing breaks out? They're going to be singing that song because of what God has done.
Amen, amen, brother.
So I say this morning, as we get ready to dismiss, I just ask you to stand with us this morning. I'm not going to call for any song, any music or anything this morning. Just want you to stand with us this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed. And just think about for a minute about how the Lord has triumphed gloriously. And how even in your life you can see in places where the horse and the rider that was pursuing you has been thrown into the midst of the sea. And that you're here today, amen, because of what God has done. And I pray, God, help us to sing on. Church, we can sing this morning while we wait just a minute in silence. Church, we can sing on this morning because God said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church.
Amen.
If you have a need this morning while we wait just a minute, I pray you come. While we wait, if you have a need, you come.